Ghana and Cuba have signed a $74 million memorandum of understanding to reduce the incidence of malaria in the country by 80% in 2 years. The MOU, which was signed by the Minister of Health, Joseph Ulectre, and the Cuban Biological and Pharmaceutical Laboratories, will enable Ghana to undertake a nationwide aerial spraying. The money will be used to pay for the anti-malaria chemicals and technical personnel who will be deployed from Cuba and their Ghanaian counterparts. Briefing the media, Mr. Ulectre said if the project achieves its target, the country will attain the MDG target of reducing infant mortality by 2/3. Ghana has also been chosen to be the hub for the production of larvicides for supply to ECOWAS countries. Mr. Ulectre said the proposed larvicide factory would provide for a combined sub-regional approach to malaria control. The Cuban government has offered to assist Ghana in the training of more than 250 specialist doctors to augment the Ghana Health Service. The training in the specialized areas will include anesthetics, clinical pathology, and hematology. In the interim, some Cuban specialist doctors will be deployed to hospitals in deprived areas. This came out of a meeting between Vice President John Mahama and the first Vice President of the Council of State and Ministers of the Republic of Cuba, Jose Ramon Ventura, in Havana. We bring you a news desk report.
Though the discussions were held behind closed doors, a source told journalists that the Cuban government this time around wants Ghana to be responsible for the payments and upkeep of the specialist doctors who would be posted to Ghana. The move is in line with government's quest to bring healthcare delivery to the doorstep of every Ghanaian and to achieve the Millennium Development Goal on Health by 2015. The two vice presidents agreed that while the Cuban doctors are deployed in deprived areas and some major health centers, steps should be taken to train Ghanaian doctors in specialized fields to take over from the Cubans. The two governments have also set a timetable to work out the modalities for the immediate realization of the agreement. Vice President Ventura was happy with Ghana's unrelenting support in the face of the U.S. government's 40-year economic blockade on Cuba. Earlier, Vice President Mahama laid two separate wreaths at the monument of the Cuban national hero Jose Marti and the bust of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah at the African National Heroes Park in Havana.
That was a news desk report.